Coronavirus numbers worldwide were approaching 2.3 million, with a death toll of 155,000. Here in the United States alone, there have been nearly 707,000 infections with 37,000 fatalities. Both numbers are the highest in the world. The figures are from Johns Hopkins University. China has revised upward its number of COVID-19 deaths to more than 4,600, reflecting 40% higher numbers for the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. The revision has intensified suspicions that Beijing has not been forthcoming in its coronavirus reporting. Governments around the world are trying to balance the need for their painful virus shutdown measures and taking steps to help their badly shaken economies. In a joint statement today, a group of 13 nations, including Canada, Brazil, Italy, and Germany, called for global cooperation to lessen the economic impact of the pandemic. There has been an easing of restrictions in some countries, including Italy and Germany, which have lost 27,000 lives between them. But Britain, which has a death toll of 14,000, has extended its lockdown for at least another 3 weeks. France has tacked 4 weeks onto its shutdown. It has suffered almost 19,000 virus fatalities. With 20,000 lives lost, Spain is soon expected to lengthen its COVID-19 controls. Here in the United States, the coronavirus debate has adopted a political face, as Republican President Donald Trump has urged his supporters to, quote, liberate three states led by Democratic governors. All three, Minnesota, Virginia, and Michigan, are important for Mr. Trump's November reelection chances. The president's words have been taken to the streets to demand an end to stay-at-home orders that have badly rocked the economy. Noisy demonstrations have been staged against Michigan's Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer. On the president's call to liberate states, the governor of Washington State, Democrat Jay Inslee, says, quote, the president is fomenting domestic rebellion and spreading lies. Mr. Trump's controversial tweet came in the heels of his assurance this week that the nation's governors would be in charge of how and when to reopen their economies. This is VOA News. Public health experts in the United States and elsewhere are warning that relaxing coronavirus shutdowns must be accompanied by wider testing and the tracing of infected people to prevent a new wave of disease. In what seems a snubbing of such thinking, the U.S. state of Florida today is reopening its public beaches. Crowds are expected. The United States is struggling to test enough people to track and control the spread of the novel coronavirus. President Trump this week released a plan to ease business restrictions that hinges on a downward trend of positive tests. But more than a month after he declared anybody who wants a test can get a test, the reality has been far different. Labs and public officials say critical supply shortages are making it impossible to increase testing at levels experts say is necessary to keep the virus in check. Frustration boiled over into anger on Friday during a private call between Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic senators who loudly complained about White House testing plans. According to sources, at one point in the call, Senator Angus King, an independent and the former governor of Maine, told Pence the administration had failed to develop an adequate national testing regime, and that, he said, amounted to a dereliction of duty. King is quoted as saying, "I've never been so mad about a phone call in my life." The outburst came as Republicans signaled they are ready to accept Democratic demands for additional federal funding for hospitals as part of an effort to break a stalemate over the Trump administration's $250 billion emergency request for a small business paycheck subsidy program, which has run out of money. South Korea's Health Minister Kim Gang-lip said today that new COVID-19 guidelines could be issued soon and that officials there are looking at allowing people to engage in certain levels of economic and social activity. As a clearer picture of COVID-19's deadly toll emerges, African Americans are demanding an explanation of why the disease has been especially cruel in its effects on Blacks. There are increasing calls for strategies to blunt the devastation being witnessed in African American and other communities of color. Associated Press figures show that nearly a third of those who have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. to this date are African American. Improved coronavirus testing could contribute to a positive turn of events in the city of Seattle, Washington, home to the first COVID-19 cases in the country. Seattle appears to have flattened the curve of the coronavirus spread, and that has officials there talking about a careful economic reopening. The state has reported more than 11,000 coronavirus deaths, cases rather, and just over 600 deaths. Once again, our top story, coronavirus numbers worldwide, more than 2.25 million cases, and close to 155,000 deaths in 185 countries and regions. There have been nearly 707,000 infections here in the United States. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.